In 1963, Murray Fairley took over the traffic service section from Earl Johnston, becoming the DMR's second traffic service engineer.
The time in the traffic section, in the early years of the traffic section, was, for an engineer, quite an exciting time. We were experimenting with new things and things were really moving.
Given that nobody knew much about traffic, we really had to start defining our own job and doing a lot of fundamental research. We did a lot of studies. That was where I was mostly involved. A thing I can remember was the average car study. Obviously, for designing roads, you needed to know whether cars were, how long they were, how wide they were, what their wheelbase was, how fast they could stop, how fast they could accelerate. So we actually set about trying to define what the Australian car was. We had to go and work out what was an appropriate Australian car to design for.
Sasha Dimitrik came to the DMR from Paris in 1964. He was puzzled by Australian drivers and their strange ways.
You know, when I came here, it was a shock to me when I realized here that drivers are likely not to give indicator. At that stage, it was 64, still indication to the right by right hand, and by right hand over the roof for the left turn, and so on.
Ken Dobinson was a young engineer when he started in the bridge section of the DMR in 1950. He was ultimately to become director on the board of management of both the DMR and later the RTA.
When we were developing the standards, the people involved were quite professional people, and the courses in traffic engineering had started at the University of New South Wales in what they called the Highway School, with Professor Blunden, who was heading it up at the time. And we were taking people and putting them through that course, paying for them to go through that course, and then they would come back from the course and join the traffic section. So we were acquiring people who were professionally trained in the theory, and so we were keen to apply that in practice and put together all of these standards. Because, you know, where did you put a curve warning sign on a road? And there was no standard, and everybody formed their own thing, and some people put it 50 metres from the curve, others put it 100. So we asked key people, about 20 of them, where would you put it? And then we took the mean of that and built it into a standard. And people think that was detailed, intensive research. It was not. And a lot of our research was very, very fundamental and basic like that, all based on producing information that would be a guide to people working in traffic engineering in Australia.